This is Fresh Air. When we think of a heist thriller, we may think of a ragtag crew stealing precious jewels or a safe full of cash. But Hot White Heist, the new comedy fiction podcast from Audible and Lorne Michaels Production Company, centers on the theft of something else entirely. It showcases Saturday Night Live's Bo and Yang and an all-star queer cast and a sound design that's as daring as its subject. Podcast critic Nick Kwa has this review.
What's being stolen in Hot White Heist is a little racy to describe on the air, so I'm going to focus on the plot instead. In this new comedic fiction podcast released on Audible this month, a fortune teller named Judy Fink, played by Saturday Night Live's Bo and Yang, is recruited by his estranged aunt to steal samples from a secret government bunker that's housing the country's archival sperm bank. Judy reluctantly agrees, but on the condition that he gets to assemble his own team of friends to do the job.
We're only recruiting queers for this.
Okay, but
it's non-negotiable. They're the only people I trust.
Sure, but how are you going to know that everyone we're talking to is queer?
They're also the only people I know, so
I respect that.
Consider Hot White Heist a queer-centric cross between Ocean's 11 and 30 Rock. The show possesses the zany cartoonishness of Tina Fey's beloved sitcom, as Judy cobbles together a team played by a star-studded cast, including Pose's MJ Rodriguez, the drag queen Bianca Del Rio, and Broad City's Abby Jacobson. Suffice to say, hijinks ensue, as Judy's motley crew stumbles through various misadventures as they try to pull off the heist. On its surface, the celebrity-heavy cast might make it seem like yet another Hollywood cash grab in the podcast world. Combine celebrity A with unproduced script B, flip it into a podcast, and then hope it becomes a TV show later. I find most of those projects cynical, meant to market test new intellectual property that can later be adapted into more profitable mediums. The resulting podcasts are mostly pedestrian, and while there have been a few solid listening experiences, like the first season of Gimlet Media's Homecoming and Radiotopia's Passenger List, even those can feel like a prototype for the TV adaptation. Hot White Heist transcends this trend, simply by embracing what it is and having a great time with it. The show is genuinely funny, drawing out lively performances from an expansive voice cast, which also includes Shannon Woodward, Jane Lynch, Cynthia Nixon, and Ellen Cumming. Bo and Yang, in particular, is a sensational anchor throughout the caper. Already a strong presence whenever he appears in an SNL sketch, Yang is also a veteran personality behind the mic, making up one half of the Lost Culture Recepts podcast with Matt Rogers. His experience as both a comedic performer and a podcaster shines through here, a voice you simply can't take your ears off. What really sets Hot White Heist apart, though, is how playful it is in its production. Comedy is mostly about timing, but creator-producer Adam Goldman, best known for his Vimeo series The Outs, also understands that when it comes to longer-form comedic pieces, pacing matters just as much. The series moves through scenes and situations and set pieces seamlessly, even as it piles on the jokes and sonic gags with such density, you're almost certainly going to miss something on a first listen. The sound design is equally impressive. Jeremy Bloom provides listeners a strong sense of place to contextualize the busyness of the plot. Coherent sound design is important for any audio fiction, but it's even more vital in Hot White Heist, which contains an unexpected amount of physical comedy and action sequences for what is literally a non-visual show. Hot White Heist repeatedly leans on a fourth wall, drawing attention to the artifice typically involved in audio dramas trying to convey changes in times and locations. Where some podcasts would often rely on a character verbalizing how long it's been since the last scene, the show plays with this using an amusing device that involves the playwright Tony Kushner, who was deployed to fill the space with academic babble as a way to mark a big time jump in the story.
Hi, it's Tony Kushner. They've asked me to step in here as a kind of narrator because at this point, there's a 6-month time jump in the story and the writer and director and the producers probably got anxious that they couldn't address the time jump with, you know, exposition in the dialogue, which, by the way, I'm sure they could have managed. But they didn't ask me for advice. They asked me to narrate, so here I am. I'm your narrator. And before I go,
these are bits of technical playfulness that poke fun at how fiction podcasting as a genre still has to solve some problems that film and television have long figured out. It's no innovation, of course, as such fourth wall referencing moves aren't necessarily available to use by other fiction podcasts that aren't as mischievous with its form. But as Judy learns throughout his journey, you make the best of what you've got. And Hot White Heist certainly does just that.
Nick Kwa is podcast critic for New York Magazine and Vulture. He also writes the Hot Pod newsletter. On tomorrow's show, writer Amy Sohn talks about a turning point in the fight for women's reproductive rights. The 1873 Comstock Act virtually outlawed contraception. She'll talk about the man behind the law, anti-vice crusader Anthony Comstock, and the women prosecuted under that statute. Sohn's book is The Man Who Hated Women. I hope you can join us.